Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station.
That was The Fish Was Delish, and we heard track 6, It Made Quite a Dish. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on.
You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.
You just heard Armory with High Speed Death. You're listening to the Toilet of Hell radio show. I'm Joe Thrashenkill. With me today, I've got Randall Thor and 365 Days of Horror, and we're kicking it college radio style. That means we've got no plan, we've got no script, and we're going to be really, really awkward on the microphone. How are you guys?
Dead air. Sorry, I actually just paused for dead air.
College radio can pretty much be summed up in 5 words. Dead air. Dead air.
I'm okay, I guess. 365, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm trying to stop myself from constantly hitting refresh on Twitter and news websites to find out what's happening with the election.
The listeners right now, have you seen this? Have you heard of this? That there's an election coming? Have you heard this?
Sorry, I only stay inside the world of Twilight Force and other power metal bands. I don't actually pay attention to real world politics because I only live in an escapist world of fantasy.
I understand that feeling. That's why I spend a lot of time, listening to metal. But let's be real though. There is an election Tuesday. That's going to be the day after this episode airs. That's going to be an important choice for our society. We're going to have to choose. You can either have a criminal fascist or a criminal neoliberal, and those are your options. Imperialism for all.
So we're definitely going to win both ways, obviously.
Yeah, I mean,
sounds like.
I'm a middle class white American. I'll be fine.
What, you don't think Jill Stein is going to pull out the upset with her mighty 2% of the polling right now and her terrible alt-rock 1999 album?
Well, her main problem is that she thinks Wi-Fi is giving her cancer, so she doesn't actually make any public... She doesn't actually make any public appearances because everywhere has Wi-Fi now, so it's kind of hard for her to campaign.
And the chemtrails deliver the Wi-Fi directly into her
brain. Right. Exactly. Hillary's chemtrails.
Yeah. Who was the president that died after like 60 days in office? Was that Harrison?
Some old dead guy.
William Henry Harrison.
William Henry Harrison. Yeah. The joke's on us when Jill Stein wins and then gets whooping cough because she didn't get vaccinated and dies in 59 days.
Oh my gosh. That would be so sad, but really funny in like 20 years.
So I can already hear people are angrily banging away in the comments when they're not posting mayhem videos. They're saying, stick to sports. Get away from the politics. I'm here to not listen to any of that shit. Well,
I'm here to completely ignore the articles you just spent hours and hours writing, editing, and publishing, and just post whatever crappy black metal band I found today.
Look, man.
This was posted in Facebook, but I'm going to post this here as well.
Look, man, I get it. I'm not exactly the who's someone who's I'm not exactly Paul Harvey over here. I'm not the best at radio.
Wow.
But I did spend like 8 hours on our episode last week, getting that all together and then and publishing it. So just to have you fuckers disrespect our work. So I won't take it anymore. Instead, I will subject you to extreme leftist rhetoric at all times. There will be no more metal covered.
So I need to work on my political education, I guess, and figure out how to deliver leftist rhetoric to upset people, but in a high fantasy way. I'm going to work on that, and I'll come back at you next week with some tales of sword and sorcery utilitarianism or something. I don't know.
Okay, well, I mean, if you think about it, Lenin really is Gandalf the Grey. Whereas you had Stalin, who is more of a Saruman, and I don't know who these people are. I'm trying here. I don't know anything about.
Actually, Saruman was representing Albus. Don't climb on my keyboard. No. Oh my god, Albus, stop! My cat just about jumped on my keyboard, and that could have been really bad. Anyways, speaking of power,
Albus is
now,
communism.
No, Saruman represented industry and the progress of man. Except for Saruman was dangerously quick because he took the orcs and he cut down all the trees and built all these great engines of war and overpopulation and just used that as a weapon. Versus Gandalf and the forces of good in the Lord of the Rings story represent not that. And I forgot where I was going with that.
So
slash, I forgot the article
what
I read
saying
about
is
that.
Saruman represents late stage capitalism in the U.S. It's an imperialist nightmare. We're burning up our own resources and dooming our own planet at an alarming rate. And we need basically a small hairy elf person to stop him. And we had a chance. His name was Bernie Sanders.
His feet were very hairy, and he carried the one ring. Unfortunately, the Eagles could not come and pick him up.
Well, I think I'm doing a damn fine job of describing the Lord of the Rings, and despite being totally unfamiliar with most of this.
You've at least seen the movies, right?
I saw the first one. I didn't like it, man. I didn't like it at all.
What about the porn parodies? Does that count?
Okay, this is going to sound awfully naive, but they made porn parodies of these?
I...
Rule 34, man.
Lord of the Wenches, stuff like that.
No.
365, how many of these have you seen?
Well, I mean, are we counting actual pornography ones, or are we including, like, the Cinemax late night softcore? I mean, you got to get specific, right?
Wait, do they still make Skinemax?
I assume they do.
That seems awfully expensive when there's, like, the internet.
Wait, so, first off, you are asking me if I mean one or the other, which means you know of multiple Lord of the Rings, either Skinemax, softcore pornography, or hardcore pornography. Which just says a lot, but two.
Don't try to shame me.
I didn't say that was necessarily a negative thing. I just learned some new things about you tonight.
According to Dan Savage, you are kink shaming him right now.
Yeah.
All right, so it took all of 7 minutes to get off the rails into Lord of the Rings pornography. Maybe we should play some music and try to rein it in for the next time.
I think that sounds good.
What are you guys feeling? What do you want to get into right now?
Well, we opened with the track I submitted. That was Armory with High Speed Death, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, that was pretty fun. You know, throwback speed metal. How about I Fuck It Up? And since we're already on a train of garbage, I'm gonna play a slam song that I really and truly genuinely love, and I hope that everybody else does too.
It's just a
That was Number of Death by Catalepsy. And if the world was a better place, the weird vocalizations at the beginning of that song would easily replace Oh Wah Ah 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 in our dichotomy of fun metal nonsense to say. What do you have for us, Tommy?
Don't dox me, bro. So anyways, so we in the Facebook, gosh, I'm saying all like crazy. In the Facebook group, you asked the group to ask us a dumb question, and we'll try to answer it on this week's podcast, and also suggest a song that they wanted to hear on the show. Well, I'm pretty sure we completely ignored that second half, so good job, us. But, losers, you really thought we'd listen to your opinions? Adorable.
Look, anyways, listened to some of their music, and you know what? Not that good. Just throwing it out there.
All sucks. You all suck. You all have terrible taste, and we are the tastemakers, and you're wrong. We're flawless. What can I say? So, anyways, totally flawless, all three of us. So, questions. I have a few, and I'm going to just get this one out of the way because it hurts my feelings. Question. Does Randall need a new shtick?
Let's see. Slay Posers with Steel Riot Thunder Steel. Don't care about anything but power metal. Lord of the Rings. Wheel of Time. Yeah, I'd say you need a new shtick. I've got it all covered there.
Well, where should I go?
I vote for ignorant beatdown hardcore. Like 100 Demons, Blood for Blood, just going to a show in a basement and punching people in the back of the head.
So you told me recently that you've started working out again.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm trying to do once a day, but I've had two really crappy days, so I've kind of dove off on this, but I did... I went running last Monday, and for listeners at home, we are recording this on Wednesday, so that is 2 weeks before you heard this, and then I also went running this Monday, so 1 week before airtime, and I'm also doing a cocktail of free weight exercises like push-ups and squats and whatnot, so,
those are body weight exercises.
Body weight, not free weight. Yeah, free weight is like dumbbells or barbells and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. So okay. What I'm predicting for you is that you're going to do this for a little while and you're going to get dissatisfied with it because the workouts you're doing are boring and no fun. And then you're going to move to free weights. And that's a really slippery slope. Pretty soon you're going to start mixing in creatine and protein powder with your breakfast. And from then, I'm predicting CrossFit, and from there, possibly steroid usage. So it's only a matter of time before you naturally find yourself inclined, via biology, to listen to 100 Demons. Yeah.
Now, does Warhound count in that category? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, because I like them. So... And also, I already hate CrossFit. I already know the ignorance, I guess you could say, of CrossFit. And some of the... Like, it's good that you're just doing something, at least. It's better than people like me who sit around and do nothing and eat pizza. It's good that you're getting out there and doing these high-intensity exercises. But I've done enough research to know that CrossFit is not for me. So I don't think I'm going to go there.
Have you ever done... I'm sure the first class is free. That's how, like, you know, crack and Scientology work.
Yeah, I've done at CrossFit a few times, actually, and, you know, I had fun, and the people there were nice and helpful and cool, but as far as just plain running at home or doing push-ups in my house or doing strength training, which is the end goal, actually, then CrossFit just seems like a waste to me.
All right, hit us with another question.
Yes, back to questions. What's your favorite Winger song?
Winger? My favorite Winger song is the one about Kip Winger wanting to fuck a child, which is a real thing that was highly charted on the Billboard charts back in the 80s, whenever that shit came out.
Wasn't that covered by Anthrax or something as well?
Was it? I'm not familiar.
Is it Heaven Isn't Too Far Away? Was that their song?
They also had 17. That's the one that I'm referencing.
Oh, yeah. She's only 17. I'm a pervert.
Wait, no. Anthrax covered 18.
Oh, that's Alex Cooper.
Yes, I realized that like shortly after I said it. Okay, great. 365, your favorite?
You named the only two I know, and I do not care about either one of them.
Okay, another thing y'all don't care about then. Yeah. Manila Road or Kira Thungul?
I'm going to go with Manila Road because Manila sounds like vanilla, and Vanilla Road sounds delicious.
Good answer.
And isn't Vanilla Road in Mario Kart? Isn't that one of the levels?
Wait, how do you pronounce that?
That's the Northeast version of Mario.
I tried
to get into Kira Thungul when the Master Lord was still alive, R.I.P. Master Lord, because he was a big fan of the band, but it never really clicked for me, so I'm going to go Manila Road.
I got to go Manila Road too, actually, even though I just saw Kira Thungul and they were tremendous live, absolutely incredible, just because Manila Road, in my opinion, has much more of an impact long term. They have more great albums than Kira Thungul does, although Kira Thungul has 4 great albums for, 100% hits versus Middle of the Road has a few great albums, but also a few kind of duds. I still think Middle of the Road beats him out overall for me.
All right. Well, personally. There you have it, folks. Kira Thungul can go get fucked because we all think Manila Road is better.
All right.
Let's go ahead and let's play another track. We've got a lot we want to get on the show today. So let's do it. Let's do it to it. You know.
All right.
What are you feeling? What do you guys want to do? What do you want to do?
365. You choose something.
How about let's do Dark Tranquility, the song Therein. I'm gonna be seeing them in a couple days. Really excited to see them live. Haven't seen them in like over 10 years. And they're playing with Swallow the Sun. The show's going to be awesome. I hope they play this song. And I hope people don't absolutely hate it.
All right, there you go.
Dark Quiltility.
Here it is. Dark Quiltility therein.
Everyone's confused.
Lots of feels with Dark Tranquility. Who are they playing with again?
Sorry, what was it?
Who are they playing with again? Who are you going to see them with?
It's Dark Tranquility, Swallow the Sun, Enforcer, and Starkill.
Oh, man.
Wait, you get Enforcer?
I want to see Enforcer.
Yeah, it's the tour. It's U.S. tour.
Dude, go nuts for Enforcer for me.
Yeah, I don't think they're coming to my area.
Oh, yeah, we'll see. The venue has an upstairs, which is better to hang out in, but we'll see.
Just throw an open beer over the balcony. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
For Enforcer, yeah.
Well, I would like to see the rest of the show and not get thrown out.
Oh yeah, true.
I think you and I go to different shows.
If you ever seen Starkill, the vocalist guitarist looks exactly like Mac from Always Sunny, just with long metal hair.
That's awesome. Yeah. Randall.
More questions?
Feed me.
Do selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors actually work?
I'm glad you asked that question. No. And before everybody gets mad at me, because I know that lots of people are really helped out by taking various antidepressants, it's worth noting that we don't actually know how these affect the brain and what they're supposed to be doing. Some people think that depression is caused by a lack of serotonin. Some think that it's caused by perhaps too much serotonin. There are so many different questions. We are in the infancy of psychiatry in science, and there's no way of stating for certain whether this is a thing that absolutely works or not. So if you take them and you feel better for taking them, you should keep doing that. If you take them, they don't do anything for you, throw them out.
That was a far more detailed answer to a very sad question.
This is something I know a little bit about.
Well, my cure for depression is get a cat, so that's much happier and furrier and cuddlier than pills.
I'm trying to think. There's some rapper from Minneapolis that all the dudes in the Facebook group are crazy about. Not Atmosphere.
Not Run the Jewels, is it?
ASAP. No, not ASAP.
Minnesota Timberwolves?
Yeah, that's the guy. He put out a record last year that included a song about getting a cat as an answer to depression and how it actually really worked for him. The video of it is great. It's all puppets with a real kitten fucking up the puppet set.
I believe Matt Bacon just had an interview with the singer of Yob that we published, right? And didn't they talk about that as well?
Yeah, there is a lot of reason to believe that basically having something as a responsibility, a living thing as a responsibility, can be enough to keep you going, you know?
Even if that little angry ball of fur constantly tries to knock your microphone over, it still is helpful.
Yeah, pretty much every night that I sit down on my couch, after I finish all my work, the angrier cat comes up and sits on my lap and then immediately starts digging his claws into my soft, soft belly. My lady says that's to show that he cares about me. I think it's to let me know that he's running the place, and he's just going to hurt me if he feels like it.
He's trying to crawl inside you and take over from the inside.
That'd be
awesome. I'm watching Albus currently try to attack my girlfriend's hair.
Make it stop!
And this is fun. But anyways, speaking...
The rapper in question, Aesop Rock, not ASAP Rocky, but I was close.
I thought that's what you were saying. When you said ASAP, I thought that's what you meant.
Sorry.
So we want to continue with another question?
One more question, then we'll play another song.
Alrighty, speed round. Who would win in a weaponless fight to the death? The Gent Nerds or Tryhard Black Metal Edgelords?
Okay, so... This is a complicated question because Gent Nerds are likely more socialized, probably get more physical activity than the Black Metal Nerds, but the Black Metal Nerds have less to lose. So,
ooh, good point.
Yeah, you fight dirty when you got nothing to lose.
See, my thinking is that the Gent Nerds, I don't know if you've noticed or seen fans of Gent, But they typically, like you said, are more socialized and also normally more fit. They normally actually work out and actually take care of themselves physically and typically have some pretty nice little arm guns going on there. Versus Black Metal Nerds, especially the tryhard edgelord type, don't really do anything but sit around on the internet and try to act superior to each other.
Occasionally, so, they take
photos. Not much time.
Occasionally, they take photos. Like, they get together with their best friends.
True.
And they make a day of it, you know?
That's true. 365, what do you think?
I think the gent nerds tried diplomacy. And when that just confuses the edgelords, they'll stab the edgelords with their compasses and protractors.
Well, we did say weaponless, but considering... you know what? Screw it. I'll allow it.
Yeah, I'm taking gent nerds in this one. Weaponless, yeah. I'm giving it to gent.
Yeah, if we included weapons, then we know black metal tryhard edgelords have tons
axes,
of weapons too. Around. Yeah, axes and swords and knives.
Yeah, because they pose in pictures with all of their weapons like little, I don't know. Ugh.
Yes, but I'm just saying if we did include weapons, they would probably have a much greater advantage. Although it would only take the gent kids a step or two and a lucky dodge to get too close for the edgelord to use their weapons, and then the fight would be over in favor of the gent nerds.
Yeah.
So congratulations, gent nerds. You are the superior being. You are superior humans, and pat yourself on the back.
Yeah, and if you're a black metal nerd, I don't know. Consider buying a friend. let's play another track, man. How spicy are you feeling right now?
Picante.
Meatball.
Salsa verde.
Are we gonna be breaking any oaths or anything doing this?
If you're feeling meatball spicy, we could play this ball of cheese that you sent me, Randall.
Well, I thought you were trying to go for the other track you sent, but yeah, we can absolutely play a giant cheesy spaghetti meatball sandwich of bears from Canada stuff.
Okay, so this is Scythia. This, I believe, is the title.
Scythia.
Scythia? All right.
Scythia.
You introduce this shit then.
Okay, fine. So this band is called Scythia. By the time this airs, I will have already played with them. But I am playing with them in 2 days, and I'm very excited about that. They're currently on tour. They're from Canada somewhere, and they are currently a three-piece, although they, you know, obviously have the backing tracks and everything to support them. They call themselves progressive power folk. As far as I can tell on the latest album, they're pretty straightforward ahead power metal with a slight and occasional progressive and folk metal influences. But overall, if you like power metal and you like riffs, they bring both, while maintaining a very fun and fantastical atmosphere. And this song is my favorite, and also the title track from the latest album, Lineage.
Here you go. You just heard Lineage from Weird Al. Thanks so much for thanks so much for sharing that with us, Randall. I love you, but I hated that track.
Yeah, Scythia, I love that track so much.
Scythia is my favorite Pokemon.
I'm going to tell them that on Friday. They'll probably love that. No, Scythia, I love them, and I love that track just because the guitars are so catchy and melodic and wonderful, and I don't care what either of you have to say because I still love it. And that's because music is subjective, and you should enjoy what you enjoy, period, no matter what I say or what anybody else says. That said, you're both posers, and I'm going to come to your house and kill you with a giant sword.
I'm okay with this. Steel. I figured that I would meet my end either by pissing off some neo-Nazi or a power metal nerd, or one that's one and the same.
I'm not a Nazi, so let's not go there.
I mean, like, there's a definite Venn diagram. Like, there's not a whole lot of overlap, but there is some overlap.
Between power metal fans and Nazis?
Yeah, dude.
How?
Dude, do we have to revisit Finist?
Oh, Finist. The one band in power metal that has Nazi themes.
I don't know,
dude.
Were you not telling me recently that that these power metal nerds were talking about, like, the purity of the Nordic race or something?
Wait, what?
I could have sworn you were telling me that you overheard this at this festival that you went to. Some nerd.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So I was at Frost and Fire, and the whole weekend was wonderful. Everybody there was great. The whole atmosphere was, and everyone there is just fantastic, right? And this one dude is really excited about my Budgie shirt, and I'm stoked because somebody's excited about my Budgie shirt. And we're talking about the festival. He's like, yeah, man, it's really sad. Ventura is one of the last places in this state with these kind of demographics. And I stopped there and it's like, wait, what? It's like, yeah, man, you know, these other cultures are coming in here and just kind of ruining everything. Just like, what the heck is this wrong with this guy?
Maybe.
And to be fair, Frost and Fire is not specifically a power metal festival, because when most people think power metal festival, they think like Sabaton Open Air or something, or the more European styles. Frost and Fire is more of a air quote true air quote metal festival, you know, featuring bands that play heavy metal, speed metal, power, a little bit of thrash, etc. So just FYI,
air quote true Aryan power metal.
Whatever you say. So we're one. So there's as many power metal bands that are Nazis. Actually, that's probably not even a fair ratio. Many Nazi power metal bands as there were fans of Frost and Fire that were racist. So we're still doing pretty good, I think. We're doing better than black metal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fair.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Question. One other question?
Yeah.
This is for 365 because I said so. If I go crazy, would you still call me Superman?
As long as you hold my hand.
I think I can make a deal on
I'd
that
be
one.
There by your side.
Joe, I didn't ask this question
God
to you, so I really, sorry.
You're a real Lex Luthor there, Joe.
Donnie Darko, why?
Why? Donnie Darko was a CIA PSYOP experiment to separate high schoolers who had a larger-than-thou ego about them and let them know that they were ripe for denigration by their classmates.
AKA they were woke.
Woke in the silliest way. Do you I haven't seen Donnie Darko since I think I was in high school. When was the last time you guys saw it?
Same.
It seemed,
I only watched the first 10 minutes of it and gave up.
Oh, it seemed at the time very important, probably because I was a part of that PSYOP experiment and I was one of those fucking loser nerds. But upon reflection, there's nothing there that made any sense for any purpose whatsoever.
I remember specifically my friends bragging about how many times they had to watch that movie to understand it and how proud they were that, oh, I watched it 5 times before I figured it all out. And I remember we watched it together. We were all at a place in the beach together and everything just clicked and made sense the first time. It wasn't difficult. It wasn't complex. It was a time loop. Oh my gosh. How hard is that to figure out, guys? I'm like, yeah, but like, how did you, what about this? And it was just all so obvious to me, at least, and shallow to me. Cause like, there's those scenes where like, they're just swearing to swear or like all the other stupid things that just don't make any sense. Yeah. Like that's okay. Yeah. You get it.
Yeah. It's the catcher in the rye of shitty sci-fi films.
There it is. I got one speed question.
Okay.
A two possibly.
Okay.
Bonnie Tyler's I Need a Hero or Total Eclipse of the Heart?
Total Eclipse of the Heart. Get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
I gotta go I Need a Hero, man.
Ugh. I mean, like, okay, Short Circuit 2 was an awesome movie, but Total Eclipse of the Heart is a full-on heart-wrenching power ballad that moves. It has sections that move. It moves the soul, man. Like, it's a full experience.
Hey, I'm not arguing with you on that. I just prefer the speed metal ballad of I Need a Hero, just absolute rager of a song, you know?
All right. I mean, I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. I'm just going to say this is where my preference lies, and also you're wrong.
Same.
All right, what else you got?
What happens to posers who get flushed down the toilet of hell?
Funny enough, you're stuck here forever, buddy. It's like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you're stuck in this goddamn toilet.
Or until you just decide to stop commenting, I guess.
Yeah, you can stop commenting. You can disappear. You can shut off your Facebook, but you'll be back. You'll all be back.
All right. 365, I believe you said you had a question on Twitter.
Yes, I posed the question to Twitter, and everyone should follow us at Toilet of Hell and follow our individual pages at Your Thrash and Kill, at The Randall Thor, and at 365 Days of Horror. Plug, plug, plug. We got a question from at Pachute. Marry, fuck, kill. Chris Barnes, Tim Ripper Owens, and he suggested KK Warslut, but we already did him last time. And he sent us a picture of a heavily tattooed guy, and I actually have no idea who this is, but you guys do.
I know who it is, but I can't remember his name.
I forgot to look him up. Hold on, I'm going right now. You sent it to me.
He's an Australian guy. He's in some biker gang, and I know that in Australia they call bikers bikies, which is
adorable.
It's the cutest fucking thing I've ever heard of. But he's covered head to toe, eyelids included, in tattoos. He makes really forgettable butt metal, and he plays every instrument poorly. It's his old project. I believe he's in jail right now for drug trafficking or something. I know an awful lot about this guy to not even know his name.
No idea who that guy is. Let me Google image search this guy. Wait. Oh, come on. Don't do this to me. So okay, apparently... I'm using Safari. That's why I can't do it. Okay.
So our other options were Chris Barnes and Ripper?
Lil Rippy, yep.
All right.
Let's just add Labonte to it.
Nah, man, because it's fuck, marry, kill. There's too many variables at play, man. Like, we gotta have these three fellas. I mean, like, personally...
I meant, like, replace Forslut with Labonte, since we already did him, apparently.
Oh, okay.
You want to do that, or you want to do Craig K?
Yeah, let's see. Labonte?
Yeah. Your favorite.
Chris Barnes. And who else?
Tim Ripper Owens.
Okay. Two out of those three have blocked me on Twitter, and I'm shocked that Labonte hasn't done it yet. So I think
Ripper blocked Toilet of Hell Twitter, by the way.
Yeah, that's awesome. Probably because we screenshotted all the racist shit he posted. I think I gotta wife up Labonte. Like, he hasn't blocked me, which means that he knows my struggle. He's emotionally sensitive to me. You know, he's not going to cut me out of his life. So I'm wiping up Labonte. I got to kill Chris Barnes because I think that fucking him would be a biohazard. I don't know what's living in those dreadlocks. And, I'm...
Might be able to find treasure in there, though.
I don't have any particular malice towards Ripper. I think he's just an ignorant middle-aged man, and there's no shortage of those. But that's the way the game works, man. You gotta get got. I'm murking you.
Interestingly enough, that's exactly the same choices I would have made, because Labonte clearly is far right as he is, and annoying as he can be, he does at least seem to kind of have it together in a way. You know what I mean? He's not crazy. He's not immature. He's not going to just block you because you said something he doesn't like and then turn around and talk about haters or just be hypocritical, you know?
Oh, plus he's got, like, a lot of guns and shit, so, like, you know, he gonna protect
you. Oh, you're safe.
He gonna protect you.
Yeah, he's gonna take care of you. Barnes, if we're talking about vocal ability for Barnes and Ripper Owens, then the choice is obvious. Ripper can at least actually sing, and Barnes can't even hold out a note or a growl for more than a second and a half.
So. Yeah. All right, what do you got, 365?
This is a hard one. I'm, like, beside myself, like, going
it's a hard one.
Trying to figure it out. It's just, like, I can make a case for all three of them, for all three options, but...
I would love to hear your idea for why burying Chris Barnes would be appropriate here.
Because he'd be incredibly funny all the time, unintentionally.
Okay.
But, I guess I have to follow what you guys did. Labonte for the protection, with all of his guns and manliness. Kill Barnes, because he probably smells real bad. And, fuck Ripper Owens, because then I could ask him, what it was like having a movie made out of his life ever so briefly.
There you have it, folks. Let's go ahead and play a Ripper here. Not a Ripper Owens, but a Ripper of a track. I made this selection because this is just a song I really love. Today on the blog, there was a post where Boss the Ross and Jimmy McNulty did a YouTube deep dive together. Jimmy McNulty, not a fan of King Diamond or Merciful Fate by extension. I think that's a shame because this track is real, real good-like. Here is A Dangerous Meeting by Merciful Fate. We'll be right back. and yes, that was a dangerous meeting by Merciful Fate, featuring the one and the only, the inimitable King Diamond on vocals. And folks, I know that we talk about him a lot. We just literally talk shit on him. Chris Barnes of 6 Feet Under has actually, I believe it was on Graveyard Classics 3, did a cover of that particular song. Have you guys heard that?
Unfortunately.
So I
jinx.
What's great about that particular song is that, like, the riff on that is so strong and so groovy that it sounds awesome when you've got the super low tuned guitars like crunching away at it with heavy distortion, and then you've got King Diamond's like amazing falsetto. Except you replace that with garbage, and you shove that right up your eardrums, and that's it goes on for about 6.5 minutes. It's fucking awesome, folks. I highly recommend that you track down Graveyard Classics 3 to listen to it.
Oh, you go ahead, 365.
I would just like to hear 6 Feet Under do Merciful Fate's Egypt, because specifically there's a part where King Diamond goes like, oh no, 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 but I'd love to hear Chris Barnes just try to gurgle it out.
So, is it just me, or does it sound like he's running out of breath on every note that's longer than half a second?
Yeah, he is, because he can't stop taking bong rips. His lungs are ruined.
Do you think he's doing bong rips between each segment?
You know, like, people are like, oh, you can't get addicted to weed. No, this dude is definitely addicted to weed.
Just show him a picture of Chris Barnes from now on.
If I ran Dare, I would definitely include him as an addict.
Put the picture, like, the before picture of, like, some, like, perfect, like, little boy. Like, just some happy little child, like, on a tricycle or something before marijuana's, after marijuana's, and then, like, put a picture of Chris Barnes at his worst.
Not so harmless anymore, is it?
Next thing you know, your child will be fronting, doing terrible, harsh vocals for one of the worst death metal bands out there. Do you want your child to do that? No, don't let your child have weed.
I don't know how many editions there are, but I'm going to guess there's six Graveyard Classics albums now, and they're all completely unnecessary. I can't think of a more unnecessary thing in metal than 6 Feet Under songs of metal and hard rock classics.
The AC/DC ones are the worst.
Oh, my God. Wait, there's Smoke on the Water. Have you heard that one?
Yeah. Oh, that's bad, too.
Oh.
So, I had heard of Graveyard Classics. I didn't realize, is this really just 6 Feet Under just doing these?
Yeah, man. Like, it's 6 Feet Under, Chris Barnes, like, taking his favorite classic rock and metal songs, and instead of singing them, doing his same horrible sewer bark and just eliminating any melody that might have been there in the first place.
Yeah, there's one coming out did it come out this year, or is it coming out?
There are a lot.
There's
of
four.
Them.
There's four total. The fourth one came out this year, or is coming out this year, and it has. I don't want that. Where'd it go? Graveyard Classics 4.
They've covered Purple Haze.
Purple Haze. No, sorry, you held up the note too long.
Oh yeah.
What in the world?
This gives me a great idea, though. If anybody's still listening to this dumpster fire of a show, let me know in the comments if you're interested in us doing a Graveyard Classics only episode of this show. Because I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Can we please?
Fuck it, I don't care about our audience. Let's do it anyway. All right. Okay, so I think that we're over time for the week. We got one more track, 365. You suggested this one.
It's a good one.
It is a good one, and it's a really left-field kind of pick. I put it on, and I had no idea what to expect. The name of this band, Minas Ruin, I honestly thought was some kind of grindcore act, and then I heard organ and a woman singing over on it, and I was like, oh, I am suddenly mistaken.
I actually found this band via this little website called toiletofhell.com.
Please don't lose my balls. Ugh.
I think on the recommendation of our good friend Christian Molinar.
Oh, that's even worse. That guy's going to text me and tell me I'm a douche.
Maybe. But this is a two-piece band from Montreal. It's like weird organ music on top of like ethereal female vocals. It's kind of like throwback music, but modernized. I think it's really cool, and it's kind of bummer music. And after a crazy show like this, let's end on a down note.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun today, partly because we've abandoned any precepts of professionalism. Well, I've had a lot of fun doing it. So I hope you had fun, and I hope that this next song kind of ruins your day. This has been the Toilet of Hell Radio Show. I've been Joe Thrash and Kill. With me today was Randall Thor and 365 Days of Horror. This is Menace Ruine with Red Sulfur.
The sun on the ocean water.
of here for today. But but first up is an hour of chanting.
You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.